Good afternoon, everyone. The Justice Appropriations Subcommittee will now come to order. Amara, please call the roll.
Chair Plakin?
Here.
Vice Chair Caruso?
Here.
Ranking Member Gottlieb?
Here.
Representatives Beltran?
Here.
Benjamin?
Here.
Byrd?
Here.
Davis?
Here.
DeSegli?
Here.
Fernandez Barquin?
Here.
Garrison?
Here.
Gregory? Learned?
Here.
Mello?
Here.
Rayner?
Here.
And Rep. Sabatini is excused. The quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. With having a quorum present, I want to welcome everybody to the Justice Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure any cell phones are off or any other communication devices or turn to silent mode. So I just want to make a few remarks. I want to welcome everybody to this committee. The Justice Appropriations, the silo in which we've been honored to serve, is a very important part of the budget, as we know. We'll be going over the different aspects of it in today's meeting. It'll essentially be an overview of our budget silo and the different areas of it, and then we'll have an opportunity to ask questions when we're done. I want to begin also by introducing our staff. First of all, Adam Keith, our budget chief. Welcome. Amara Canty, administrative assistant. She calls the roll. All right. Sean Smith, budget specialist. Okay. And Bethany Jones, budget analyst. Welcome. And, you know, to all the members, you know, please be aware of the staff. Go to them anytime with any questions that you might have. We want the members to make the best decisions, to be as educated as possible. And I found our professional staff and the other committees I've chaired, these are really smart people that can give us good advice and help us understand the area in which we're working. So today I'll be going through a PowerPoint. It's essentially going to give a high-level overview of our task this year. We're going to talk about the budget as it is and historically, and a few things about what we're going to be required to do over the next few months as we propose our budget to the full Appropriations Committee. The last line will provide you some points of discussion that we can have after we're done. And then when we're done, we'll also take a few minutes for the members to introduce themselves as well, just a little bit about yourself, your district, maybe family, whatever, what you do, that kind of thing. We have 1 hour to complete today's meeting, so when we do get to questions on time, make sure you're concise, give other members a chance to comment or ask questions. With that being said, let's move right into the presentation. Okay, we're going to go ahead and start the PowerPoint. You know, obviously we have a lot of tasks that we're going to have in our committee. We'll be hearing member bills at some point, but our most important task is going to be our recommendations as a committee to the full Appropriations Committee, who then will be evaluating all the budget silos and so on, and then it'll go up from there to produce the House's budget in general. And then, of course, then the House and Senate both do a budget, and they'll be compared. Next, the Justice Appropriations consists of 5 criminal justice agencies and the judicial system. These are listed criminal justice agencies and judicial system entities with their main programs and functions. Justice administration is the term used to collectively refer to the entities listed here on the slide. And there's a number of things wrapped up in justice administration. In addition to the criminal justice agencies and state court systems for the previous side, there's 7 independent entities that we appropriate the budget within the Justice Administration Commission. These operate separately from one another, but they rely on the commission for certain administrative functions. For example, the prosecutors, defenders, guardian ad litem, and a number of other programs that you'll see listed there on the slide. Now, moving on to the next slide, this is a 5-year historical funding for this committee. As you can see, it's been north of $5 billion for a number of years. And then the line is the percentage change from the prior year. So for 2021, as you can see, it was a little over $5.6 billion, which is 85% through general revenue, which is the most discretionary funding source to be allocated. In terms of the overall budget, we have general revenue, where we have the most flexibility for the new members. We have state trust funds, where we have a little more flexibility, and then there's federal trust funds are the three main areas of revenues that go through the state. Federal trust funds, we typically have very little control over how they're spent. Overall, in our entire silo, there's about 46,864 FTEs, full-time equivalent positions, for fiscal year 2021. About half of those are the Department of Corrections. So they're I think it's a little more than half of our budget is Department of Corrections. Okay, if you look at the chart on the right, it's a kind of a snapshot of general revenue funding distribution and their percentage of GR. With GR, we have the most flexibility, but in a difficult economy, it's also the most at risk. So we have to be cognizant of that, that GR is going to be down with what's happened with the COVID and the economy. Moving on to the next slide, these four charts go a little deeper into the distribution of general revenue to the largest consumers of general revenue within the subcommittee. And you can see the various percentages, and we can ask questions afterwards if you'd like on these. The charts break it down to a more programmatic level to show how general revenue is provided for major programs or staffing within those departments. The category other represents a total of traditional operating categories like expenses, contract services, operating capital outlay, personal services, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, next slide. It's a kind of a brief explanation of the long-range financial outlook, which is the first estimated look at next year's budget. The Revenue Estimating Conference every September meets, and then sometimes throughout the year. I've found that our budget people over the years are very smart people that give us good advice, but sometimes their recommendations or their analysis fluctuates as we move into the year. And the outlook consists of there's critical high priority needs and either displays a surplus or deficit based on the unique issues identified. Okay, next slide. As adopted in this past September's Budget Commission meeting, the outlook showed significant general revenue deficits for the forecasted 3 years based on the inputs described from the previous slide. Any recurring reductions that could be identified in 21-22 could help alleviate future deficits in years 22, 23, 23, 24. I would say also as members of the current legislature, we need to make sure we're making decisions for this 2 year cycle, but also cognizant as we make decisions, how they affect future budgets for people that are here even after us. So that's something that we try to make cognizant of. The next slide of the $2.75 billion, that's the overall general revenue deficit of, I think, $36 billion total in general revenue. So if you were to prorate the $2.75 billion of general revenue equally across all of the silos, that would indicate a $365 million deficit within our silo. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be that. There's other variables at play. If the economy got a little better or a little worse by the time session comes around, that number could vary. Then also, depending on the allocation between the different silos, that number can vary as well, higher or lower. And as you see, the next slide is where do we go from here? As you can see, the outlook is not healthy looking. We have our challenges. Revenues are down, and we have a very difficult task in front of us. But I'm looking forward to everyone's participation in this to craft the best budget that we can. Members of both party, of course, on the committee. I've already spoke with our ranking member a few times, Representative Grieco, and I look forward to working with you. Now, on a personal comment about the budget, I shared this in full appropriations today. Myself and Representative Drake, Chair Drake, were both here during the Great Recession. And what I was new in the legislature at that point, and quite frankly, it was a bit scary. You know, it was committee chairs or, you know, agencies testifying that if we made cuts that, you know, the world would fall apart. But what we did as a legislature, which I'm very proud of, we made some very difficult decisions and a few unpopular decisions. But during that time, those few years, the state of Florida, during a global economic crisis, our bond rating actually increased. So it was recognized that we were being fiscally responsible. And then when you look at the aftermath, some states raised taxes, if I remember, Illinois by 50%. Some of those states are still, even before the COVID, suffering what I call a hangover from decisions that were easier decisions that were made during that time. Whereas the state of Florida, we made the hard decisions then, and we just rocketed out of that, like few states did. So we will get through this difficult time. In fact, if you look at the numbers compared to the Great Recession, the deficits are not near what those were. So I guess what I'm saying is I've seen worse, and the state has seen worse, and but I think we will absolutely get through this. So I want to encourage anybody to take a deep dive into any of the areas that are of interest to you. I would suggest to, you know, learn the different budget silos, reach out to the, if you'd like to, the legislative affairs people from some of these to better understand the operations of each area. And I look forward to working with each of you. So at this point, we'll open it up to questions or comments. Well, I had one of those staples buzzing. That was easy. So I'd like to now just take a moment for each member to just say a few words about yourself, starting with Representative Davis. Good to see you back.
Good afternoon, everyone. Oh, it's been a long time since we've been on this microphone, hasn't it? My first comment, if I, you know, take the point of privilege, is it going to be this temperature in this room every time we meet? I'm freezing. But anyway, hello, members. I am Tracy Davis. I represent part of Jacksonville. This is my third term here in the legislature. I am excited to be a part of this Justice Appropriations Committee. My background is education and elections, so I'm looking forward to working with this team and getting some good work done.
Representative Lurie, you're recognized.
Thank you very much. I'm also just super excited to be here and work with this team so far. I'm Andrew Learned. I represent Brandon, which is the eastern suburbs of Tampa. I'm a Navy vet. I've served 11 years now. I'm still an active reservist at Special Operations Command Central at MacDill Air Force Base. And I own a small tutoring company. So I'm also familiar, unfortunately, with budget cuts and how we deal with this. It's going to be a challenging session, I'm sure, but I'm excited to be working with some really strong players and how we're going to solve it together as one team.
Okay, thank you. Representative Garrison, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair Plack. Sam Garrison, I'm from Clay County, and pleasure to be on the committee. I'm a attorney myself. It's a 10-year prosecutor at the state attorney's office, so have a good deal of experience in that particular part of our work. And also my practicing attorney, so look forward to doing some good work with members of this committee. Thanks, sir.
Representative Mello, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I am Lauren Mello from District 80, born and raised in Naples, Florida. I share my backyard with Representative Rommel and Senator Pasadomo. I am excited to be here and looking forward to working with you all over the next couple of years. A little bit about me. I'm a small business owner. I'm in the real estate industry. And I also happen to be a Blue Star mom. My son is an Army combat veteran and a cancer survivor. So I'm looking forward to working with all of you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. And before we go to Representative Rayner, I mentioned Representative Grieco, our ranking member, and Representative Caruso, our vice chairman. I look forward to working with both of you as well as we move forward in making these decisions. Representative Rayner, you're recognized.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Michelle Rayner, and I represent District 70. So it is a little bit of Pinellas County, Sarasota County, Manatee, and Hillsborough County. It's a lot of driving that I have. But I am happy to be here, especially being in part of this subcommittee. I am a practicing attorney. I started my career as an assistant public defender in Hillsborough County, and I now am currently a private attorney focusing on criminal defense and civil rights. So I'm looking forward to just being a part of this strong committee. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Benjamin. You're recognized.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Christopher Benjamin. I represent District 107, which is basically the north end of Miami-Dade County. So far north, just before you cross over the county line. I'm as far north as you can get without crossing the county line. I, too, am a practicing attorney. I've also been a magistrate with the Dade County Courts, a special magistrate with municipalities throughout South Florida, an arbitrator and a mediator. So I'm very familiar with the judicial system and the court systems, and I look forward to working on this committee. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Beltran. I represent Southeast Hillsborough County. I'm a practicing litigator as well. First job down here in Florida was clerking for Judge Merriday in the Tampa Division, and I've been on different judicial nominating commissions since, so take a great deal of interest both as a practitioner and someone who's worked in the court system and looked at the judges and frankly looked at some of the prisons as well, and making sure everything runs smoothly and that we spend every dollar wisely, and that's going to be all the more important. Look forward to working with everyone. Glad to be back here with Chair Plakin, and I'm glad that the speaker has seen fit to keep me around for a second term.
Great. Thank you, Representative Byrd.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm Representative Cord Byrd. I represent House District 11, which is all of Nassau County and the Jacksonville Beaches. Chairman Plakin, it's an honor to serve with you again. Looking forward to your leadership. We've been on this committee before. This is actually my fifth time serving on Justice Approach, so know this area well. I'm a practicing attorney. I've been practicing 24 years in Florida courts, so it's near and dear to our heart for all of us who do toil in the court system. And I would just encourage all of the new members, if you get an opportunity to tour one of the correctional facilities, I think it gives you a lot of knowledge. I mean, it's one thing to sit in a committee and hear testimony and think about budgets, but it's a whole other world when you go and actually visit the places where the money is spent, and it will heighten your knowledge and make you a better legislator. So thank you.
Thank you. Representative DeSigley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Nick DeSigley. I represent District 66, which is West Central Pinellas County. I am a practicing small business owner who just so happens to be a trash guy. So there's that. I broke the practicing attorney streak here. Okay. I served on this committee my first year, my first term, and I'm excited to be back, and I look forward to serving with the rest of you members and look forward to your leadership, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Fernandez-Barquin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Juan Fernandez-Barquin, I represent District 119, which is part of West Miami-Dade County, specifically the suburb called Kendall. And I'm a practicing attorney. I served on this committee the last two sessions, and just happy to be back. Thank you.
Vice Chair Caruso, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair Plakin. First off, I'm honored to serve as your vice chair on this committee, and look forward to your leadership over the next year. I have no experience in justice. Approps or anything. I did roll a stop sign about 20 years ago, and I did get a ticket for it, but I managed to get out of it. I actually fought it. But other than that, I have visited our publicly run facilities and our privately run facilities throughout the state. And I think what Chair Byrd mentioned is I would recommend that everybody, schedule an appointment to go visit both a public and a private run facility. It will it'll impact you and serve you well in this committee. So look forward to working with everybody and getting the job done. I think I've got one bill I'm filing that should come before this committee. So I hope you all can support it.
Well, thank you. Again, Scott Plakin, Chair. I served from 2008 to 12 and then 2014 till now. This is my last term. And I should mention also, I realize that I referred to Ranking Member Gottlieb as Grieco. So I think it would only be fair in our first committee meeting, if you would like to call me Chair Plankton, you're welcome to do so, and we'll be even.
I appreciate that. I was actually trying to think of some kind of a witty response, but many people do mistake me for the other criminal defense practitioner from the last session. We now have other criminal defense practitioners here in the House. But I am Mike Gottlieb. I have practiced criminal defense for 29 years. So I do know the justice system, but like Rep. Caruso or Vice Chair Caruso, I don't know a whole lot about the justice appropriation. So I'm learning it, and I've had two other sessions here. I do want to say that I took the time to reach out to Chair Plakin and speak with him yesterday, and he was generous with his time and the opportunity for all of us to come and talk to him. He's got an open door policy, and I really think that that's terrific. We have a heavy lift, all of us, this session. Projected loss per day is $1 million in terms of our budget and ability to move things around. So we're gonna have to really look hard to ensure that, because the justice system needs to operate properly. And we have a difficult task, really more the staff does. So we appreciate the staff. They're the ones who crunch the numbers, and we just get to ask the hard questions and look good on TV. I look forward to the opportunity to work under your leadership and hope that in the end we craft some good bills, some good criminal justice reform, and that we do a good public service for the people of the state of Florida. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That concludes our agenda for today. Is there any further business for the committee? Seeing none, Ranking Member Gottlieb moves. We rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.
Sorry about that.